hotel. After an incredibly long day of standing around and smiling for cameras, my bed sounds like the best thing in the world. Unfortunately, Judith lingers at the Matthews house after the rest of the crew has left. She finds me while I'm waiting on the front porch, hoping for my chance to end the workday and drive home. Our boys are gorgeous, aren't they? I could have them standing around in their underwear saying nothing at all, and the show would still get viewers. I hate the way she talks about the Matthews. The gleam in her eyes makes her words worse. No wonder Ash feels objectified on most sets if he's being treated like this. People like Judith are everywhere in LA, and especially in film and TV. And it's always bothered me how prevalent the wolfish attitude is. They're so talented, I counter, and really passionate. This has been the perfect thing to get them out of a rough spot. Ash is really excited about working on some new things, and Jonah could use the experience in something other than sports casting. It's good for them to branch out. Judith gives me an amused look. One project at a time, right? I'm hoping to put together something for Ash like we talked about, as long as the show does well. But the other two are a little flighty. There's something to say for loyalty in Hollywood, am I right? I shake my head. Either I'm more tired than I thought, or Judith isn't making any sense. I can assure you that there's nothing to worry about there. They've all been loyal to me for over 5 years. Ryan is on thin ice, yes. But how many more secrets could he really be hiding? They've always stuck it out with projects, even when things didn't go as planned. I can't keep the sharp sting out of my voice. The Matthews may be oblivious morons part of the time, but they're my oblivious morons, thank you very much. Judith is one to talk about loyalty, speaking about her clients like they're completely indispensable. That's the problem with being too friendly with your clients, Kel. You're a smart girl, but you have trouble seeing them clearly. Judith's lips pinched into something haughty, her expression hiding something that I wouldn't even know to guess at. She enjoys this far too much. Blinking back at her, I can't think of what to say to that. It sounds like she's insinuating something secretive with one of the Matthews. Ryan has been known to keep a secret or two. Hello, surprise fiancé and reality show. But I trust all three of them to let me in on the important things from now on. I've made it clear where I stand. Judith's mouth is still set in a smug pout, full of fake sympathy for a fake weight she feels like she has over me. Oh, I meant to say, good for you for going for the relationship angle with Ash. Aaron was pushing hard for it, so it was definitely the right choice. Pass that along, will you? Sure. It was nice chatting. I say as shortly as I can, making sure that she knows it wasn't nice at all. I feel just fine about my decision to get cozy on screen with Ash all on my own. I don't need Judith or anyone else's validation. To be fair, Ash probably does care about that stuff, since it's the whole reason he's putting his all into this show. He wants to level up his career at any cost, and I can't say it's not admirable. I watch Judith drive away, the picture of cold, calculated professionalism. Is that what I risk turning into, given a few more years in the industry? Sharp, quick, and successful, but dead inside, is a fate I don't want to be dealt. I can already feel some of the hardening. Things that would have bothered me at the beginning roll right off my back, for better or worse. Judith insinuating I don't know how to handle my clients might have broken me a few years ago. Certainly, it would have left me in tears. The door opens, and Ash joins me on the front porch, a cold drink in his hand.
Looked like a fun conversation.
Despite the tension rolling off my body, I laugh. It was something.
I knew that working on a big project like this with Judith would be difficult, but honestly, I don't know if I prepared myself well enough.